Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Seems like only moments ago, Michael, we spend such pleasant moments together. It seems like we were just doing this for last week. But here we are with the charts for the week of November the 9th to the 13th. As we get ready for Thanksgiving, election's over, not much going on, everybody's feeling good.
Oh, yeah, it's great time.
Oh, wait a minute, that's the headline from next month. I'm sorry.
No, that's a headline from 10 years ago.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Happy days are here again. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll go through the stories and the people list, first of all, and have our usual or unusual anecdotal conversation about what's going on. Michael has been quoted widely this week in lots of publications having to do with the future of Rush Limbaugh and Donald Trump and whether one can replace the other. I'll let you worry or think about that for a moment or two as Michael goes through the list. First of all, what do we have, Michael?
Well, we certainly have had an interesting week. Aren't you glad that the election is over and there's no more discussion? I mean, we were all suffering from anxiety. Figuring, okay, when the election's over, we can get down to worrying about the other problem, right. COVID-19.
This week, there are three candidates for president in 2024. We got three folks working.
Who are we talking about?
Trump. Cruz. Well, there you are. Right, Trump. Trump, Cruz,
Trump.
And Marco Rubio. Or
Marco Rubio and Cruz.
Yeah,
there are two guys. There are two guys that should be ashamed of themselves as human beings and as, to use an old expression, I don't mean this in the sexist way, as men. After the things that Donald Trump said about them, that they could be such sycophantic suck-ups.
Yep,
to him.
Jump on the bandwagon. As well, how is that different from what Kamala Harris said about Joe Biden? Think about that. The things, the horrible things that she said about him. And then you look at her horrible record in Los Angeles and how she's bought and paid for by whoever it is at the moment that says, okay, we'll give you some money for your campaign. That's the way she goes. I see that on both sides, but you're right about those two guys. What a couple.
You're right
of
about you're absolutely right about Kamala Harris as well. You're absolutely right. I think we have to have a better memory about that. I mean, the old saying that politics makes for strange bedfellows. If you can't believe what politicians say when they're under stress, when they're in debates, when they're in the battle, then you can't believe anything they say.
Mm-hmm. And why should you?
But particularly some of the things that Rubio, I don't know.
He's just a lightweight. My expression
reeks.
For Cruz. If you want to lose, vote for Cruz. That's right. The way I look at it with him.
Rubio reeks of lightweightedness.
Yes, he does.
I mean,
like Trump said,
little Marco. I mean, he reeks of being a lightweight.
Yeah.
Cruz, on the other hand, has a tremendous amount of gravitas. Mm-hmm. And I remember distinctly him calling the candidate Trump a narcissistic sociopath or something along those lines.
Pretty close.
I mean, you know, the guy insulted his wife's looks. The guy accused his father of being involved in JFK's assassination.
Is there anything he didn't do?
How do you overcome that and suddenly support him? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. But in terms of the candidates for president in 2024, I think the front runner on the GOP is clearly Kanye West.
And, absolutely. That's the fourth person. I forgot about him.
Yeah, don't forget about Kanye West. Mm-hmm. But Trump is without question, at this moment, things will probably change. But at this moment, you have to see Trump as the leader of a major constituency in America. and will...
And that could be enhanced by his owning some cable TV channel and replacing Rush Limbaugh and stuff like that, if he's able to pull that off.
Yeah, I don't think he'll replace Rush Limbaugh, and I was quoted very boldly.
Yes.
Made a lot of waves in the Los Angeles Times, and if I could find that story, I will read my quote sometime during the program today. I don't have it at hand at the moment.
I have it. So maybe I can find it.
Maybe you could even read it for us. and you can also do my voice.
I can be just a look just like you, sound like you.
Well, looking like me, I don't think anybody could look like me right now because I don't look like me right now. I see my reflection in the glass or in the mirror, and I go, "Oh my God."
Haircut time.
Yeah.
All right, let's go through the list.
Number 10, mental health and conservative cable TV news channel war. At number 9, climate change and Hurricane Eta. At number 8, race relations and police reform. Number 7, the education crisis. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, Pentagon changes and the celebration of Veterans Day this past week. And number 4, the Supreme Court of the United States and the Affordable Care Act. Number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections, vaccines, the hospital crisis, health care, masks, social distancing, all that stuff. Number 2, the Georgia runoffs and recount. Georgia is at the epicenter of American politics as we speak. And number 1, the presidential election aftermath. The 10 most talked about people, wanting to go through them real fast.
Please.
Rudy Giuliani at 10, Mark Esper at 9, number 8, Barack Obama, number 7, Dr. Tony Fauci, the aforementioned Kamala Harris at number 6, number 5, Raphael Warnock, Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, and John Ossoff. It's from the Georgia special election. Mm-hmm. Number 4, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley. Number 3, Bill Barr. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's the way it stacks up in one of the craziest weeks since the crazy week before and the crazy week before
the crazy before, week before that. Exactly. All right. Speaking of before and now, I've been talking a lot over the last 3.5 years about a product that is, when you get the information, almost unbelievable because it is as good as it is. It works so well. The product I'm talking about is Kellitrin. It's a natural weight loss formula that works so well. 86% of the people that go on to this program lose the weight, and another 80% keep it off. Stay on the program for 6 months and you're home free. If you pay attention to the directions, you have a consultant available when you go to toploss.com. That's the Kellitrin website. When you go to that website, you can click on to a connection you can make with somebody there at Kellitrin that will stay with you as you go through your weight loss process. It's really cool. So many reasons to choose Kellitrin for healthy weight loss. Go to toploss.com. It's a product made in the United States. It's approved by the FDA. A perfect supplement. It really is for everybody in the family. So check it out. The clinical studies prove what I am saying. They are all published at the Kellitrin website, toploss.com. And when you're checking out, after you've been convinced to try this program, you'll pay for 3 months of supply and you get 6 months for your effort. How about them apples? It's kind of the BOGO deal at toploss.com. Buy three, get three free. It is a good 6 month program because you not only lose the weight, train the body to keep it off. That's toploss.com. And when you're checking out, use the discount code DJV. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you make sure you get the best deals on all. And there's no hidden fees, no recurring plans, none of that stuff. That's toploss.com, promo code DJV.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative, It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sale alert at Banana Republic Factory. Take up to 75% off everything, plus an extra 40% off. Save on comfy faves like cozy sweaters, soft hoodies, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. The Friends and Family event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50% off everything right now. Plus, shop new doorbusters, including our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt from $20. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com now through November 12th.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Back with Michael Harris, and I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So one of the things that wasn't much discussed this week was the hurricane, even though it is number 9 on our story list. The damage from that hurricane, other hurricanes. I guess if we weren't in the cycle we're in, Michael, it might have gotten... Well, you like that?
I know.
If we weren't in the cycle we were in, Michael, we would be talking more about this. Although, talking about... I mean, is the inference when we talk about things that we, through conversation, make them better? I don't know how you make things better.
Yeah, if we talk more about the hurricane, we could get it to stop. We could be like George Norrie or Art Bell will focus on you know, diffusing the hurricane.
Right. That's an Uri Geller line. Actually, they got that from Uri because that's Uri's thing.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I often wonder if everybody in the world, all the billions of people that lived on the world, all focused on a candle being blown out.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it could happen or not. But you can't, you know, it's hard to pull that off. But go on.
I just think that there are a couple of things that got soft shrift this week because of COVID. They've gotten short shrift for months because of COVID and the presidential election.
No question.
And even to a point, Black Lives Matter. But that is one of them. And Veterans Day this past week, I'm going to share with you, if I may. I want to use this platform. It's really your time. But if you don't mind, I'm going to share a thought with you that I had on the air. And I have repeated it 3 or 4 times because I find it so damned outrageous. Maybe some other people will take it. There was a study done of what was the Defense Department, the Pentagon, and its forerunners since America became a country. And over the years, every single suggestion that was ever made by anybody who was running the Pentagon or in the military-industrial complex has every single suggestion of spending money for any new toy, new tool, new weapon, new plane, new boat, new whatever it is, every single one of them have been funded, even if the military didn't want them. They were funded. You remember stories in the last 10, 12 years about planes that nobody wanted and they still got built? Well, compare that much money being spent and what we know of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Defense Department. And then look at the plight of veterans who are in pathetic shape in physical terms, mental, emotional terms, and we continue to harp on it, and yet nothing really is being done. Trump said, we're going to fix this. He didn't. The guy before that, Obama, we're going to fix it. They didn't. It hasn't been fixed. It hasn't even been addressed. They just use these people for a backdrop for their campaign, and they forget about it. It is the biggest disgrace in the United States of America, as far as I'm concerned. So there. You've heard my thought.
Fortunately, that thought was expressed on these on talk radio this week, on Veterans Day.
Yeah. Well, why it needs to be expressed on more than Veterans Day, but maybe at least that's a start.
Yeah.
All right, we go back to the story list here with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, back to our conversation here about the Week in Review of the World of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio business, has Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at talkers.com. We were talking about Veterans Day and Hurricane Ian and other things that didn't get a lot of attention. I don't think the Obama memoir... he's number 8 on our people list. I'm not sure that got a lot of attention this week. And one wonders why they would release that, the publisher would release that now, rather than, let's say, after the inauguration. What do you suppose was special about now, unless people want to buy it as a Christmas gift for others they know that want to read about Obama?
You just answered the question. Christmas, now's a perfect time to put books out that are high profile this season, the Christmas market. Mm-hmm. Remember, a book is a product. It's a product, know.
Right.
And imagine how many people will buy the Obama book for somebody that they know who loves Obama. Because most people don't buy
books. Are you interested in reading it?
I personally am not a big fan of memoirs and political books of that nature. I would skim it. I'd read some of it. If I found it fascinating, I'd read it cover to cover, but I doubt I would.
You know what I found? There was a book, actually my daughter has it, a pictorial by the guy who was the official photographer during Obama's campaign, during his time in office. Mm-hmm. It's like a big coffee table book. And I have read it when I go to my daughter's house. I pick it up and I spend a few moments each time going through some of the pages. And I find it enchanting, maybe is the right word for it, to see the things that go on and to see the real person, you know, whether these are shots, you think these are shots that are taken for the book. I don't know, they just capture something. And most presidents do stuff like that. I just think that there's a human side to these people that we don't often see, because often they don't let us see who they really are. And, you know, who really is Barack Obama? Who really is Donald Trump? Do we really know who Donald Trump is after these 4 years? We think we do, but do we really? Did we know Barack Obama for his 8 years? or is he really somebody different? Anyway, I throw that out there because I wonder. I mean, you could say that about anybody. Listen to these guys on the radio. Do we really know who they are? Do they become revealing? Does it depend on their personality? Yeah, I suppose it does. What do you think, Michael?
I think that I know who everybody is.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All you have to be is, hey, you're friends with, who'd you say, Uri Geller?
Yes, Uri's one of my best friends.
You have to be, yep. You have to be clairvoyant, and then you can know everything. I think we all... and actually, what I'm saying is ridiculously wrong. I think we all know Donald Trump, and I leave that to however people want to interpret it. Mm. You know, you could say anything about Donald Trump, and half the people in this country will interpret it one way, and half the people will interpret it another.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he cares? Do you think that Trump cares what people think about him?
Yes, yes, I think he's obsessed with it. Mm. I think he is obsessed with his image. I think he's obsessed with his reputation. I think that he's obsessed with his profile and being in the spotlight more so than any other human being in our lifetime.
Mm. It's really interesting to go. I'm looking at the Obama memoir. One of the places he addresses his presidency's role in Trump's rise to power, he writes, it was as if my very presence in the White House had triggered a deep-seated panic. For millions of Americans spooked by a black man in the White House, he promised an elixir for their racial anxiety. Hmm. That's pretty, and that's a big statement. Yeah. You get right down to it.
You know, being an African-American president was probably just as difficult as it was for Jackie Robinson being an African-American Major League Baseball player.
Mm-hmm. Was it just as difficult for JFK being the first Catholic president?
No, not really.
No, it was color of skin that's more important than religion. It's an interesting observation. I think you're right, though. It's 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump stepped in front of the White House press corps for the first time in more than a week to celebrate news of a successful COVID-19 vaccine. The president also spoke of the vaccine delivery time frame.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where, for political reasons, the governor, he doesn't trust the fact that it's this administration, so we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so, and Governor Cuomo will have to let us know when he's ready for it.
The president added, no medical breakthrough of this scope and magnitude has ever been achieved this rapidly, and we're very proud of it. Pfizer this week announced that its vaccine had been more than 90% effective in protecting patients against the virus that has killed more than 220,000 people in the United States. This is USA Radio News. The suspects in the death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia will have to wait for their trial behind bars. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, reacted to the ruling.
I'm relieved they would stay behind bars. Today was a good day. Ahmaud was confused. Ahmaud had no idea that he was under attack.
A Chatham County Superior Court judge denied Travis and Gregory McMichael bail after 2 days of arguments. The third suspect, their neighbor, Williams Roddy Bryan, was denied bail earlier. All three men face murder charges for the death of the young black man who was killed while out for a run. Cooper Jones told the judge she feared the father and son would do the same thing again if the court set them free. The decision to deny bail hinged on a piece of evidence already viewed by millions of people. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Moving back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Okay, so I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that you had been quoted in the press. The Los Angeles Times had quite an interesting, involved overview of where Trump goes from here as to being a talk host, radio, TV. So what'd you say?
Well, certainly, it's all part of a bigger story that we call the cable TV wars. There's the prospect of Rush starting his own cable network. He has a grudge and a battle
you
going on.
You mean Trump? I meant Trump.
Yes. Thank you.
No, it's okay.
He has a battle going with Fox right now. He's been tweeting disparaging remarks about them. You've got Newsmax TV and One America News Network, OAN, vying for that constituency to the right of Fox News, which has been moderated a little bit, modified a bit, and their base is all upset. That being said, there's speculation that Trump will start his own network or get a job on the television or maybe radio. And then within that realm, they're talking about him possibly being a replacement for Rush, who inevitably is going to have to vacate his position, which is the top position in American talk radio, noon to 3 every day, East Coast time. And they asked me, what do I think of that? And here's what I said. With all due respect for the president, he cannot hold a candle to Rush when it comes to the demands and expectations of doing a high-profile daily 3-hour talk show, which requires hours of prep per day an original take on the issues, and the ability to connect the complex dots of presenting a thesis and then setting about supporting it in a cogent manner. Trump is a showman, but what Rush listeners expect is a much more sophisticated and nuanced approach to creating a meaningful listening experience than what it takes to hold court and mug over a campaign rally before thousands of adoring followers. And basically what I'm saying is, you know, doing a radio show is more than just having a high profile or having a political opinion. There's an art to doing radio, and Rush is a master of it, and he also works hard. I can't imagine Trump vamping for 3 hours on the radio every day, and the listeners eventually finding anything in it that...
It would have to be, if it were to be successful, I don't think it could be 3 hours, 2 hours maybe, and it would have to be caller-driven. But can he come up with... You listen to the last 4 years, or those people who lived in New York or been around Trump, he's pretty simplistic and pedantic in what he says about most anything. You know, it's the generalization. You listen to some of the rallies that he has, and other than spending time making fun of people, what he did, maybe the audience would like that. You know, whether it lasts for a long time, I think you're right on. I think there are a lot of people who would like to hear him on the radio, and I know the people that run the network that Rush is on would love to have the support of that audience ongoing. And is there anybody that can hold it other than Trump? The answer to that is a frank no, not even close. And they know that too. So is it worth it to spend $100 million to hold on to that audience? Maybe to try it even? No, but what do they have? Well, they only have $100 million to lose.
Well, and they don't have $100 million. Right now, radio is hurting. Mm-hmm. And there's no question it would lose. And I'm not a pollster. I'm just simply saying I'm an expert on radio. Trump would not make it on radio in the grueling series of doing a five-day show, whether it's 2 or 3 hours. It's not in his nature. You see them coming. You see them going.
I don't think he's that deep, Frank. That's what I was saying. I think he comes up with these simplistic things. You know, when he talks about people, he's a wonderful guy. But what does he really know about the issues, and what does he really know?
Well, that's the whole thing. The thing that makes Rush Limbaugh a success is one of the tenets upon which his success is built is that every day he has a very original take on the issues and the news, original angles, whereas Trump's entire take is gotten from conservative talk radio and television.
Talking points.
He doesn't come up with original concepts. Mm-hmm. He gets his talking points from guys like Rush or Sean.
Levin. Levin has been the source of lots of stuff, as you know, that because of whatever he does during his day job, the stuff that he does that sends things along to both Sean and to Rush to talk about on the air. I'm going to reflect a little bit on my own personal experience with Rush. When he and I were first started, he started in August of 1988. I started doing my morning program, the network program, which we've grown to with the DJV show, in October of that year. So he and I have been on the air the longest of anybody doing Monday through Friday syndicated radio programs. And I remember, because at the same time I was doing the morning program, starting it, I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at WCKY. Mm-hmm. And after Rush had been on the air for a year or so, they hatched an idea for him to go out around the country and do evening concerts, they call them, his evening. You know, he'd get dressed up in a tux and he'd go talk about the stuff. It didn't take him long for, you know, within the first year he really grabbed the audience because, as you have said so eloquently, he knew how to talk to the audience in a way that people say, who is this guy and what in the world is this all about? They had the Rush rooms and all of this stuff. People were immediately attracted to the way he entertained and informed. So when he came to Cincinnati, I worked with him for 3 days. I was basically his handholder, his mentor, not his mentor, but I was the guy that was supposed to, according to the manager of the radio station, make sure Rush was okay while he was in town. I did. And we spent a lot of time together. And I remember, to your point of being prepared, he would go in, he'd say, give me a room, where can I go in the morning? He'd come in at 8 o'clock, and he would go into the studio, and he'd bring in all of his newspapers and clippings and things, and he had a razor blade. and he would cut things out of newspapers, and he would get things off the wire. At that time, there was still paper being used to present. And that's what he did for the entire 4 hours before he went on the air at noon.
Absolutely.
He spent putting all of what he wanted to talk about together. That was what he did.
And another thing that he doesn't do, he doesn't run off his mouth when he's not prepared.
No.
I've seen cases where Rush has avoided talking about hot topics because he's not prepared. Mm-hmm. He would rather. Now, I don't agree with everything he says. I'm not saying he's right.
Agree with
but,
it. No.
But he's prepared. He has a basic knowledge of the facts, and it takes tremendous work to do that.
Yeah.
I don't see.
Focus.
Trump is the opposite. Trump can't get his advisors, they can't get his attention when they give him presidential briefings.
Yeah, he's got a lot of distractions. Okay, well, I think you did a great job in overviewing and telling the story. Would we like to see? I think it'd be exciting for a while, kind of fun. But does it last?
As somebody who defends the integrity and the history of the radio industry, I never like it when people get high position jobs based on their high profile.
I guess they don't last because they're not any good at it, because they don't understand how to do it. There are a few exceptions to that, like Gordon Liddy, maybe. But
Jim Gordon was an exception.
Yeah.
Ed Koch was an exception in New York City.
Yeah.
On television, Jerry Springer really turned a political career into a shtick that was kind of fun for a while. And you know, Jerry Springer is a very intelligent man when you talk to him outside of that realm. But for the most part, they come, they go. They don't. You know, Mario Cuomo is one of the biggest disappointments in talk radio, the great orator.
That's all he was an orator. Yeah, he didn't have the ability. He wasn't himself. I will tell you this, and as self-serving as it may sound, you pretty much, when you hear me on the air, you hear who I am. I am who I am, and that's what comes across. Same to a point with Limbaugh, although I do remember once a reporter was grilling him on something he said. Do you really believe that? And I think his response was something like, hey, man, I'm in the entertainment business. I'm a showman. This is a show. So does he believe everything he says? I don't know. Who knows? But you can't take away from him the fact. You remember the original stuff when it was so into Gorbasms and the stuff, the crazy things that he got away with. That's why people went to him originally. It wasn't because of his political point of view, although that didn't hurt. But he was so, you know, he spent a lot of time with the producers coming up with silly bits, sound that was used on the air that made the radio program that much more entertaining. And let's face it, if you aren't entertaining, no one is going to listen to you. Period. End of story.
Not on radio, no.
No.
You got to grab them. Yep. But you got to bring something to the table as well. You really do. Yeah. You got to be entertaining, and you got to provide what's called takeaways.
Yeah.
Or entertainment alone is not going to get you respect.
And again, please forgive me if it sounds self-serving. What I just said about
you're saying that a lot
today,
this morning. Just say, hey, I'm just great.
I'm thinking about what you said. You're prompting me to have a response. And so I said about the Defense Department and the military and comparing that or putting it into the Veterans Day thing, that's a thought that goes someplace. It gets to people and they talk about it. Do you realize? Yada, yada. And that's what you want. You want people to think about what you're saying and maybe do something about it. So that's the kind of stuff you look. Anyway, I think that, back to you and your comments, it was very well put, and sort of maybe that will set the tone for what goes on, because the people who run these networks, listen, don't kid yourself. I'm saying you're not kidding yourself, but the people who run these networks listen to you, pay attention to what you have to say. So somebody in the big office, wherever the big office is, says, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't be spending that money on Trump if he comes to us.
I got tremendous response to that comment from leaders in the radio industry.
Did you?
It was all positive.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't solicited. I didn't send it out and say, hey, what do you think?
No, you don't do that. It's there for people to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially the Rush camp. They were very, they were very pleased. Because, come on, Rush Limbaugh might be in his dying days. He's got to read in the papers that the President of the United States is circling around his final days to inherit his audience.
Yeah.
Makes me sick.
and not having earned it or worked for it.
Exactly.
Rush worked for every listener he has. And so does anybody else who's successful in this. 45 past the hour. Speaking of success, the biggest and best company in America making bedding, sheets, pillows, mattresses is, you know, well, you know who it is. It's MyPillow. You've heard everybody on the air. All these people we're talking about, they've been talking about MyPillow for years. And so have I. MyPillow is known to my audience as something that is to be respected. Not just because of a good product, but because the guy who did it is someone who started from scratch. He was a drug addict. He was down and out. He was done. You read his book, he was ready to commit suicide, or practically. And then somehow or other, this idea came to him. He put this all together. Now he's got a thriving American business, 1,500 employees, making pillows and the like around the clock at the factory in Minnesota. What a great American story. And you can take advantage of their success right now. Best prices ever on the standard queen and king size premium MyPillows. Save 2/3 off the original price. Wow. You can buy for $30 what you used to be able to buy for $70. That's the deal with all these pillows. That's why they call it MyPillow.com. And to make it even better, the folks at MyPillow are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. It's not 60 days. It's all the way to next March. Buy them now. Use them. You don't like them? Turn them in. Get your money back. That's the guarantee that's solid, ironclad at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. At checkout, use the promo code DJV for these special deals. DJV at MyPillow.com. The People List this week, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. At Talkers.com, you can find these lists every week. You can find Talkers TV, Talkers Radio. At number 10 this week on the People List, Rudy Giuliani. Mark Esper is at number 9. President or former President Obama is number 8 because of his memoir being released. Dr. Fauci is 7. Kamala Harris is 6. All the people in the runoff in Georgia are 5. Mitch McConnell and the people in the Senate who are trying to get a focal point on let's get some relief going here. Number 3, Bill Barr, the Attorney General. Number 2, Donald Trump. Now, isn't it interesting? This week, for the first time in literally years, Trump's not number 1. Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, the president-elect. Like it or not, that's the position that he's in, and he's number 1 on the People List at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the people in the story list here every week on The Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, so Michael Harrison, you every week do the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview. This week you salute a group, who are you saluting?
I'm saluting the Broadcasters Foundation of America, which has been around for 70 years. It's a group of broadcasters that support broadcasters when they suffer from acute illness or tragedies or disasters. If a person works in radio or TV and they run out of money, they can't work, they're sick. It's not an unemployment agency. It's basically a charity that has kept a lot of people who have been radio and TV workers. We're not talking necessarily stars, although some of them are. They run into tough times. The Broadcasters Foundation is there. It really is geared to people in our business. But if people are interested in how radio and television operate, you get some good insights from it. So check it out, folks, at mhinterview.com.
You have someone we all like, Harry Hurley. You're interviewing him, and Deborah Norville is on this as well,
right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Deborah Norville, Harry Hurley, and the president of the operation.
Yep. All right, check out the salute to the Broadcasters Foundation, mhinterview.com. You can find it also at talkers.com with all the news of the week from the world of News Talk Radio, including the story list and the people list. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on The Countdown.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with one of my favorites in the radio world and in life in general, a gentleman and a gentleman, smart lawyer too, Steve Wiseman, known as Stephen JJ to his friends. He's a college lawyer. What do your students call you? They call you Professor Wiseman, Mr. Wiseman, Attorney Wiseman, Steve Areno. What do they call you?
I make Wiseman. Them call me Your Honor.
Yeah.
Professor.
The next step is for you to be a judge.
That's that ain't going to happen.
No. Well, that's all right. We can wish for it anyway. Yeah. Okay, so one of the reasons that Steve is here is because we want him to take a little view askance, if you will, some of the big stories according to Talkers Magazine this week. The number two story, the Georgia runoffs, the recount down there, and the legal challenges that continue in some places, whether they have merit or they don't. It is still a continuing saga, I guess that's the way to look at it. Right, Steve?
Yeah, the whole election. Interestingly enough, the election went off pretty darn efficiently, particularly for being in a pandemic. I was really happy to see that. And just recently, the Department of Homeland Security even said that this was the most secure election in history. But it was relatively close, although the recounts, the last I saw, had popular vote Biden up by about 5 million votes. However, certain states were close, and there will be recounts, and that's within the president's rights or anyone else's rights. But nothing's going to change, and the arguments that there was fraud don't hold up. Interestingly enough, Senate President McConnell was saying how great the Republicans did in their Senate races and House races, and yet it's the same ballots that the president was on. So how can you have one set of ballots be not okay and the other one be okay? But in any event, it'll all clear out.
All right. Yep, that figure is much. Number five, actually number four, is the Supreme Court and its ruling or investigating the Affordable Care Act. Votes surprise you?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, one of the more interesting things, and here, you know, they actually haven't voted yet on it, but they did hear it, and uniformly, the judges were in favor of maintaining the act. And frankly, from a legal standpoint, it absolutely should not have been overturned, and even the conservative justices were of that bend. What was, to me, the most interesting thing was, the basis for this, Congress had taken away individual mandate, and then they later said that the whole thing should be struck down. Well, what as Justice Roberts said, he said, well, what Congress wants us to do is do their work for them. If they wanted to do away with the Affordable Care Act, Congress could have done that, but they didn't, and they're leaving it up to us, being the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to look at this thing as on a real legal basis. I mean, you had Justices Thomas and Kavanaugh and Roberts and Alito all showing on strict legal grounds why it should not be overturned. But it was interesting to me that they were critical of Congress, as they should have been.
Okay, let's see. What other items here? Number eight on the story list is the continuing focus on police reform. More people I see that the father and son accused of killing that fellow Arbery are in court asking for a judge to consider their bond request. Boy, that takes a lot of chutzpah.
It does, but yeah, I mean, technically, as far as bond goes, it's to ensure that the defendants will show up for court. And so, if they're not a Jeffrey Epstein, who's a flight risk, they do. He's not quite the flight risk anymore.
Not a flight risk now, no. Uh-uh.
No. Yeah, it's something I was going to get us both in trouble.
Oh, go ahead. No, come on.
Actually, flying his feet, haven't touched the floor in a long time.
We'll just You know, there are people who think that he and Maxwell already are on a beach somewhere in some island that nobody knows.
I teach media law among other classes, and the misinformation that people will accept. Maybe he's there with Elvis too, because Elvis apparently did not either.
So the police reform thing is just something that's got to go on. That's the issue for 2021.
Yeah. I think, we've talked about
services.
This before. It's not a matter of, you know, no one's asking to get away, or few rational people are saying that we shouldn't have a police department, but we have to have a better trained police department.
Right, better, yeah, absolutely. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, and here with us every week on the Countdown to go through the legal aspects of some of our big stories.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.